Hey guys, this is Andrew with the Utah Jazz Podcast. The game had wrapped up just about 15 minutes ago, and I'm just getting on this going on now, and let's look at some stats for the Jazz. It was a good game. I mean, the Jazz pretty much controlled the entire game. I mean, that first quarter was a little slow start, but, you know, you always watch Jazz this season, and they seem to always have slow starts. I mean, the last couple of games have had decent starts. They've actually been able to get up and have the lead the last two first quarters, which is great, and that's great news. And if the Jazz can start pulling off that and starting out great instead of starting out slow and then finishing great, it'd be huge, huge help. So, oops, it didn't come up. Here we go. Wasn't quite prepared, so. Anyways, the Jazz shoot 50% from the field, holding Cleveland to 41, 77% from the free throw line, 38 from deep, 30 assists, 46 rebounds, and only 9 turnovers. Cleveland, 41% from the field, 80% from the free throw line, 29 from deep, 20 assists, and 40 rebounds, along with 10 turnovers, which is actually surprising, because Cleveland actually turns the ball over quite a bit. Let me pull up some quick stats. Al Jefferson, only played 30 minutes tonight. Pretty much Jazz, he didn't play in the fourth quarter along with Millsap. I mean, our starters didn't play at all in the fourth quarter. The Jazz had a pretty good lead going into the third. I think we had a 12-point lead going into the fourth. So, anyways, he had 14 and 11 along with 4 assists and... Oh, that was it. Sorry. And 4 assists. 7 of 14. 50% for the field. Pretty efficient right there. Paul Millsap didn't really ever get going offensively. 3 of 7 in the field, 8 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 blocks. Marvin hit one shot, was a 3-pointer, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 1 rebound, and 1 block with 5 points. He only played 20 minutes. Randy Foy was awesome. 4 of 8 from 3, 8 of 15 overall. He had 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, and 20 points. I mean, he really put it down for the Jazz. Derek Favors ties the season high with 19 points, 8 rebounds to go along with that. Also has a steal and a block. He played some really good minutes, 7 of 11 from the field. Very efficient right there. Alec Burks comes in, didn't really... He came in over Damari Carroll and then quite... just couldn't get things going first couple minutes, and he... couldn't get things going, so he was taken out, and Damari gets put in and kind of sparks Jazz again, like he always was. 5 of 7 from the field for Damari, 5 rebounds and 2 steals to go along with 13 points, and his counter, 14 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 steal. I mean, both our bench actually played very well. Kevin Murphy got some garbage minutes, about a minute of that, along with Jeremy Evans. 0 for 1 from the field, 1 rebound, and Jeremy didn't get any stats. Didn't take shots, nothing. Earl Watson, 2 rebounds, 9 assists, 1 steal, and 1 block. 0 points. Take a look at Jamal Tinsley, 5 of 7 from the field, 1 of 2 from deep, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, and 11 points. So our point guards are doing good. I think Watson really had a breakout game tonight because he hasn't really been playing all that well. He didn't score at all. He only took one shot, but Jamal Tinsley is actually starting to show, okay, he can score the ball. I mean, not like, holy crap, give him the ball and score, but, you know, when he gets the opportunity to score, he will score. He's more of a pass-first point guard. I don't think he only got 4 assists tonight, but he still played very well. Plus 9 tonight for him. So tonight, and it's Kanter. It's surprising Damari Carroll was a -4. I mean, he plays decent defense. He scored the ball very efficiently tonight. And Enes Kanter, also a -4, but 7 of 8 for Enes Kanter, 14 points. So some of these, I don't quite understand the plus and minus. Sometimes it's like, well, he played very well. How is he a minus? It's like, come on. But anyways, Jazz, 6 of 16 from 3, 13 of 17. So it's funny. I say that because I tweeted it out last night that the Jazz usually a lot of times will get about 21 free throw attempts, and Kevin Durant last night had 21 of 21 from the free throw line, and Jazz 13 of 17 tonight. It's kind of like, wow, that kind of sucks for the Jazz. It's like, That Jazz had 5 blocks, only 9 turnovers. That's great. 7 steals, 109-98. CJ Miles returns. We'll take a look at his stats real briefly, just see what he did. CJ Miles, 4-11 from the field, 1-6 from three, 3-3 from the free throw line. He's actually shooting 91% from the free throw line this season. That's great, and he's shooting 38 from three. So that's, I mean, that's when he was at the Jazz, he was 33% from three. With his career from Jazz, and he's not shooting that great. He's shooting 39% from the field, but 38 from three. That's great. I mean, it's great that he's getting that going. He had 12 points, 2 assists, 1 rebound, to go along with that. So, I mean, you look at their stats. They had one guy in 20-point zone, and that was Deion Waiters, 23, 10 of 12 from the free throw line, 6 of 14 overall. So. And they've got some guys. Dwan Waiters is really good. I mean, he's going to be a good guy. He's going to be a good player. Kyrie Irving, obviously, is going to be awesome. Zeller's actually going to be pretty good. And then Tristan Thompson's going to be pretty dang good as well. I mean, I don't think they're all going to be like, holy crap. But I think Irving and Waiters are going to be that guy. And then Thompson and Zeller are going to be like, you know, the guys that you have to keep a body on or they're going to score, you know, that type of player. Kind of like what Memo was with the Jazz back when we had D. Will and Boozer. It was just kind of, it was D. Will and Boozer, and then we had AK and Memo, who were the kind of the guys that, okay, you can't leave them, but they're not going to kill you every single night. That's going to be Williams and Boozer. But that's basically what Cleveland's got. So what I think they're going to have is Irving and Waiters. They're going to kill you every night, and then Thompson and Zeller are going to be those guys you have to work out. And honestly, looking at what the Jazz have got, that might be what the Jazz do. And maybe we might not have two guys that kill you, but I think if Burks really starts panning out, and once he starts getting good, you know, 20 minutes a night, 20 points a night, 20 minutes a night consistently, and he starts evolving and starts developing, he can become that guy who's gonna kill you all night, and then you have three other guys that aren't going to kill you, but they're going to do some good damage. Cantor might become that guy. He's going to kill you every night. Out of the four guys that we have, I think Cantor's going to legitimately, I think he will become that guy in maybe 2 or 3 years. Favors, it's tough to say because you just don't know if his offensive game will ever develop very much more. And I mean, it'll develop a little bit more, but I don't think he's not going to be that offensive guy. He's going to be a Tyson Chandler who does all his damage right around the paint, takes more jump shots than him, but he's a defensive beast. So that's what you kind of look at. And Cantor, you look at, he's a mix of so many guys. I mean, he's a mix. He's a really good rebounder, and he's a good back-to-back guy, and he can really get his footwork going. So you look at him, maybe he's going to be like a really good Carlos Boozer, basically. He can rebound the ball. He's got a nice jump shot. Actually, a better jump shot than Boozer's got. He's looking like he's getting some pretty good footwork going. He is bigger than Boozer is, and he plays good defense. So you look at that, it's like, ooh, that'd be pretty good if he could become a, you know, a 2010 guy. And then you got Favors being maybe like a, you know, a 12 to 15 point a night, depending on the night, and maybe 12 rebounds. 10 rebounds a game. And then you got Gordon Hayward, who's just like an Andre Kirilenko. He just fills up the stat board night after night after night. And then Burks, if he develops, maybe he's more of like an 18 points per game, maybe like 3 assist, 4 rebound type of night guy. And that's kind of what you hope. Around at least 3 assists, that's what you kind of hope, because he's that 2 guard position. He can play point, kind of that quasi point guard, and hopefully he can get things going. But anyways, the Jazz played great tonight. Get that win. And while the Jazz didn't play since, was it Tuesday? The Jazz gained a game and a half on Golden State Warriors for that 5 spot. The Jazz jumped from 9-7 in the West, and gained a game on Denver. So right now the Jazz are 22-19. We're only a game and a half behind Denver for that 6th spot. We're a game ahead of Portland, game and a half ahead of Houston. So I've been thinking, it's like the Jazz in this 20-game stretch, and we've played 2 of them so far, 15 home games and 5 road games. The Jazz can go, I think, 14-6. that'd put the Jazz at 34-25, 9 games above 500. I think they can, they should be at that at the end of the stretch, 9 games above 500. That's where they should be, and that, I think at that point you say, okay, Jazz are gonna make the playoffs, and Jazz are maybe, if they're playing really well, they could maybe grab that fourth spot if they play really well. But Memphis is 26-13 right now. Golden State 24. Like I said, Golden State's gonna drop off. You look at, you know, Golden State's 5-5 in their last 10. Denver's playing great, even though they've lost two in a row. But Portland and Houston, Portland's lost 4 in a row. Houston's lost 7 in a row. Minnesota before tonight had lost 4 in a row, or 5 in a row, sorry. Lakers are 3-7 in the last 10. Dallas has actually played very well. They had 5-game winning streak going into last night against Oklahoma City. So, I mean, you look at this and you're just like, okay, Houston, Minnesota, LA, and Dallas, keep losing. Please. Keep losing. Portland will start losing because they're 12-11 in the conference. They've played 16 home games. They're kind of, like I said, they're 50-50 right now. They're 7-13 on the road, and they got, you know, a bunch of road games, and then they got a lot more, not a bunch of road games. Like I said, they're more even. They played 16 home and 20 away, but they've played a lot of Eastern Conference games, so at home, more say. So they're going to play a lot of more road games against the West, and you're like, oh yeah, so Portland's going to drop off, because literally their starters have played so many minutes. I mean, a ton of minutes. I think their highest reserve is, you know, they've played fewer minutes than Jamal Tinsley has, and that's crazy. And I know Jamal Tinsley has been a starter, but that's still, Jamal Tinsley has played like 700 minutes or something like that. Their highest guy on the reserve is like 464 minutes, and that's nothing. Jazz have like 8 guys, or they have 5 reserves that have played more minutes than their main reserve. It's like, wow. So Portland is looking at one injury, and that's going to derail them. Memphis is kind of the same way. Memphis is one big injury away from kind of falling off and kind of dropping down. Golden State, same way. Golden State, they have a really good starting lineup, but their bench, not so good. I mean, they got a couple good bench guys, but any of their starters get hurt, they're in big trouble. Like, they had Steph Curry sat out 2 games, and they lost 2 games. David Lee sat out tonight, and they actually, Golden State won tonight, but you look at it, and it's like, okay. I don't know. It's like, Golden State's going to drop off. Golden State, Portland, and Houston are all going to drop down. Denver and Utah are going to shoot up. And that's great. So you're looking at playoffs, and you're like, okay, the team I want at the top 4, Oklahoma City, LA Clippers, San Antonio Spurs, and Memphis Grizzlies, or maybe Denver Nuggets. Who do you want? I want the Clippers. Maybe Denver. If Denver's in there, I want Denver, because I think the Jazz could beat Denver. It would be a really good series. But if it's Memphis, even if it's Memphis, I would want Memphis. But I think the Clippers-Jazz series would be pretty dang good. So, because the Jazz have given the Clippers a lot of trouble in the past. So, anyways, that's it. Thanks for listening. Follow me on Twitter at OakleyCon, OAKLYCON. And you guys have a great day. Jazz do not play until Wednesday. So, that's pretty good. I cannot remember who they play. Let me pull it up real quick. But other than that, you know, the Jazz have a good chance at, you know, getting 9 games above 500, and let's do it. The Jazz play at home on Wednesday against the Washington Wizards, and then on Friday we play against at LA playing the Lakers. So let's do this. Thanks for listening, guys. Have a great day.